The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Nassau Cruise Port, and Wendy's.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
Gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. On this beautiful, absolutely gorgeous Wednesday afternoon, live and in full effect, a little crisp in the air, I pray that you have your mittens taken care of. The crocheting that your mother and grandmother have been doing for a very long time, it's time to adorn those things. It wasn't time to wear your crochet mask during COVID-19. That was not the time. This is now. I just want to be decent with you. Guys, it's a beautiful day. So happy to be in your company on this beautiful day. Got to give a shout out to all those good, decent people who continue to be able to sponsor the show. You all are good, decent people. We're grateful to you guys. And if you want to be able to be a part of that, give me a shout. 8270111. We're still chopping the thing down on this beautiful day, trying to be able to eradicate the superstition. Huh? Trying to be able to eradicate it. Talk to me. We got Stevie in the house today doing these things. Let's talk about this stuff, guys. The line's going to be wide open today. I want to be able to kind of put that on the table first and foremost as we continue to be able to dive into this thing today. It's going to be you and I, and continuing this week with the course of conversation that we started to have about sort of the amount resolving to evolve, right? Rather than a resolution, we resolve to evolve. We determine that the conviction that we have is going to be able to get us over. Got a shout out to my good people down at AFS, Insurance Agents and Brokers, right there on number 407, Blue Hill Road South. They are just east of the Golden Gate Shopping Center. Let Ethric Bow know that Howard Grant sent you guys. It's January. If you've been riding dirty all year last year, oh my God. We just pray for renewal in your spirit, that you understand that you could go for a long time, but you ain't gonna be gone all the time. Somebody can get you. Amen. It's time for you to be able to get these things taken care of, guys. Give them a call, 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS. And if you have these things, if you have a taxi or you have a jitney, they can be able to take care of you. In-house financing. Guys, make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. Prime Minister, my focus is inflation crisis. Absolutely bananas. This is bananas, ladies and gentlemen. I want to be able to say this to you. Let's talk about it. Davis indicates that the Freedom of Information Act not currently top priority. This is bananas to me. When is it going to be the top priority? When is the internal working of what needs to be done within our country going to be the top priority? While the inflation crisis exists, this is a crisis that exists globally. There is still a desire, a necessity, unless this is accompanied with this sort of a significant push, an investment with capital, significant capital from the government to indicate that we are going to go full-fledged, full throttle as it relates to being able to do the black backyard farming and creative ideas to create our own avenues of our own sources of food within the country. It's for me, I don't understand. I think we could walk and chew gum at the same time. The freedom of information is crucial. There needs to be accountability. This sort of a tussle between government and its people continues to happen. But that's as a result of the proper foundation not being laid. I'm going to talk to you about it. Guys, I want you to be able to be a part of the conversation today. Please give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere for the Family Violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. We're still on that wicket, on that course, on that path of being able to talk about resolving to evolve. I'd like to engage you with that, see exactly where you are. I think I got a caller on the line. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Happy New Year to you, Howard.
Happy New Year, my brother. What's happening?
And your family.
Absolutely.
You know, sorry to break some bad news to you again. Someone just called me, said they just had another murder on Prince Charles.
Really? Today?
And yes, not too while ago. Someone just called me on Prince Charles, said someone just got shot him.
Wow. I can call one of my people.
Robert, what are they trying to do? They trying to give one every day?
I don't know.
It's sad. I mean, it is. Oh.
Wow.
Boy.
Well, thank you for starting the show off with this kind of. I didn't know this because I'm in here doing my
work.
Someone
just called me this now and told me that.
Wow.
I saw the police bikes and everything go, but I didn't think of, you know, what it was.
On Prince Charles? I'll give.
It's sad, Howard. And like you, your guest yesterday. It stems from the home. It's all from the home. Howard, if you go to the prison now and all those, and you ask every prison in there, how much time did they spend in Sunday school from the cradle until they, how much memorizing of scripture verses that they had, a structured Sunday school. Many of them can't quote John 3:16. It happened to me one time on the school bus. Mm-hmm. I say John 3:16, the grade look at me like I was coming out of space. Young child, but that's one of the main scriptures we learned growing up, Psalms 23. That's one of the main scriptures we learned right away, and the Ten Commandments.
My God.
So if they don't have that structure at an early age to put values into their lives, and the Bible said a child left to himself will bring shame to his parents.
Mm.
Sad
state. Man, I appreciate you.
To do what you're doing.
Thank you, man. I do appreciate your telephone call. Happy New Year to you and your family. You started off on a different wicket today, and we're still on the course of being able to have the same conversation, ladies and gentlemen. I have to confirm this with some of my people within the Royal Bahamas Police Force without us being able to say this. I don't know this. This is just information that comes. It's unfortunate that we're seeing this like this. We see a father get snuffed out by his son. We saw somebody else lose their life. This is day three, and three already gone for the year. This is too much. And I don't think it's going to stop unless we're deliberate in our approach in being able to do that. I'd like to be able to have significant conversations with the Bahamas Christian Council and to see whether or not they're going to be able to create a little blitz. I don't know. It's just my mind. There needs to be someone, there needs to be a grouping. Just like when the LGBTQI was in the front of University of the Bahamas and a grouping showed up. There needs to be a grouping of people that protest this every single time. And I believe that that should be led by the Bahamas Christian Council. Every single time you show up, there should be some representative on the scene. I'm talking about qualified, capable persons who can be able to assist people going through the time of bereavement. I watched that thing the other day where the allegations of the police officer being able to take out this guy, right? I watched it. Watched the video. The people cussed the police right out. You all better watch him. Cuss him. There needs to be representation of people helping people to get through these times. And there needs to be sort of a proactive approach to being able to be in these communities that are crime-ridden and crime-laden to ensure that we could at least curb it, create a space that we could be able to move away from that. Talk to me, guys. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. I see your text. I see your stuff. Next caller on the line. Go ahead. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hello, Howard.
Hey.
Sparky.
Hey, what's up, Sparky?
I'm first time calling you for 2024. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, my brother.
To you and your family.
Happy New Year.
Junkanoo was off the chain.
The Saxons window. Talk to me.
And I'd like to thank the Immigration Department for allowing my cousin from Ireland, Mr. Guinness, to come to Bahamas to help me to go down B.
Okay.
that's my cousin Arthur Guinness. I'm Irish, really. And he came down there with a six-pack. They let him come through customs with a six-pack to help me get to B. I made it to Rawson Square, had a quick chat with the Prime Minister and his lovely wife, mm-hmm. and I went back to the Bahamas and came home. Mm-hmm. But Howard, you know, I can say this without regret. We have too much Bible-quoting people in this Bahamas calling themselves a Christian nation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just about everybody could quote all these different voices and they're calling themselves Christian. The first thing they need to find out is not what the Bible say, it's what God said. Men translated the Bible to tell the way they wanted it, the King James version, and most of us come up on King James version.
Mm-hmm.
But first you got to find out who God is first.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us teach our children from youth that God is this big white guy above the planet somewhere floating on a cloud with this long white dress, long beard, a gold crown, a gold sash, with a bunch of white angels and blowing in blue light behind him. That's what God is. God is nowhere off this earth. God is on the earth right here with me and you.
Mm.
God said, I and you and you and me. I and my Father are one.
Wow.
You understand what I'm saying? Find God first, and then you'll find out when it says, oh, how sweet and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. If we don't get together in unity, we will continue to kill one another. We need to unify, get the Bahamas where it's supposed to be going, forward, onward, upward, and together, pledge our allegiance to the flag, and stop bowing down to all the foreigners and giving them everything, and don't give nothing to our own brothers. Every government we change, whether it's UBB, PLP, and whatever it is the same bunch of people getting everything, and the same group of people getting nothing. Until we get together and start sharing the pie, instead of giving all our natural resources away and only 19 or 20 families getting everything, the rest of us will be walking on Wolf Road looking for great commission ministries to give us corned beef and rice. Have a good day. Let's get together, Bahamas.
Thank you, man, Sparky. I appreciate your telephone call. Thank you, guys. I see that my telephone is going crazy right now with different incidents and the police indicating breaking news. Police reporting the shooting on Prince Charles Drive. Details are sketchy. And they have all the information right there. They're indicating that it's right there near Commonwealth Bank. And I'm looking in the police group right now, and they're indicating Chief Superintendent Skippings is indicating that there has been a shooting. There has been a shooting. So, man, this is crazy. In the day. What is happening? Guys, we got to do something about this. And the question is there anything that we, the collective, the citizens, the upstanding citizens, is there anything that we can do other than cower in the corners and in the shadows, other than ensure that we could be able to congregate where we believe that it's safe? Is there anything that we can do collectively to be able to curb the insanity that exists in our community? What can we possibly do? The strength that we have in our hands, the determination that we have in our hearts, the purpose that we have in our lives, there has to be something more that we can do. Let's talk about it, guys. The lines are wide open. Next telephone call. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Howard. What's up, brother?
Hey, what's up, dude?
Howard, it's like you and callers and texters talk about the same thing when it comes to this thing called crime with these young people.
Mm-hmm.
Howard, I can say it to you, mm-hmm. and I can say it again. And tell some of these family members and friends and lovers or whatever they want to call it, or associates with each other, and tell they take the start and say, hey, Howard, that's enough. Put it down. Put the gun down. Let's don't go rob. Let's don't go kill nobody. That, it ain't going to stop.
So you're talking about social accountability.
Right. It's not going
to
stop.
We got to be accountable to each other.
But Howard, let me ask you a question now. And I want to ask everyone in this country who are listening. You think some person don't know when someone going out there to kill someone or rob someone? You don't think some people know?
Somebody know.
Some of these same callers who's be calling your talk show who have family members are engaged in this promiscuous lifestyle, Howard.
Wow.
But they blame the government, they blame the police, they blame the church. But Howard, I wanna give a good shout out to my good cousin, Commissioner of Police Clayton Fernandez in Salvador, man. But most of all, I want to give a shout out to Miss Skippins.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say that lady does a lot, Howard. When does she rest? When does she rest?
My
and
God.
You can, you know, I listened to her, the interview with her, I think it was yesterday. You can, the only thing left for that woman, that lady to do is to cry. It's to cry, Howard, because she feels the pain, not just being a police officer, but being a mother and being a human being who have love in their heart for others. And then, Howard, you know, on the other hand, when the police engage these people and the police shoot them down, then, yeah, everybody, why the police do that? But Howard, if you're a police, you have your family, and you leave home, whatever shift you work, you leave home.
We got to get back home.
You kiss your wife bye, you kiss your children bye.
You know two ways about to do it. We coming back home.
Okay, then. Thank you.
We coming back home.
And Howard, before I go, I encourage, all right, whenever I have a chance to talk to my good cuz, I encourage the police to have the, just how they have saturated patrols, have saturated roadblocks. Now, y'all people might say, oh, the police stopping me on the side of the road. Well, tell your family stop doing what they're doing.
Wow.
Or your friends or your lovers.
Wow. Dude,
Howard,
as
a person who is passionate, especially for the poor people in this country, because that's who are killing up one another, ain't the rich, you know.
Wow. This
is crazy. It hurt me, Howard. I ain't gonna lie. It's, you know, putting the politics aside, it hurt me, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. Every day that I listen to the radio, I go to social media, this one just get gunned down. The next one get gunned down. All right? You got now you have this trend look like it started up again in this country, which stopped for many years ago with children taking out or trying to take out taking out their parents or family members. And that's all so small. It's so small.
This is crazy. I'm sitting here just thinking to myself, there has to be a solution to this. There has to be a solution.
You know what the solution is, Howard? You know it's one of the solutions? You see that gentleman, and I respect him with the utmost respect, who has a talk show, who was a former, I think he was a former gang leader or
you
something.
Mean Scrooge.
Scrooge.
Yeah.
Utilize people like them. Utilize them. Stop worrying about these people, but they are crime interrupters and stuff. They don't even go in these urban areas or such word as the ghetto and respect that word. Utilize the fellas them who being, Howard, I know fellas who commit some of the most heinous crimes in this country who have made a 160, a 180, a 300 degree turn in their life. In some cases, I know one of one guy I know who was one of the most, you know, terrorists in this country. Now he's a pastor. Why can't you use these people to go back in these areas? Remember, Howard, as I close, these same people who wreaked havoc on the country before, who have changed their life, these same people who are reaping havoc now, they looked up to these fellas in some way, right? And use them to go back in these areas, start getting these consultants and this one, but they got this program. It ain't making no sense.
Well, dude, but, I appreciate it, man. I do appreciate your telephone call.
Howard, let's stick to the food. Thingam, like I say, I saw.
Yeah, we can do our part.
I down with that. Those who want, who I can help in any which way, if it's only $1, I will help. Those who don't want help, well, I hope your family got enough money to bury you. But sorry to say it like that, but that's the reality of it, brother. You have a blessed day, sir.
Thanks, man. It's a little bit sharp to it. I'm not going to fight you. It's a little bit sharp. I want to read a couple of these texts. So it says, the only thing the Christian Council in the Bahamas care about is whether you like the same sex or not. I don't think that's the only thing that they care about. Caller, this is too much. I just want to be very clear about this. It says, the only thing that they get fired up about, they consider persons loving who they want worse than murder. This is a lot. How you structured this? This is a lot. You put a lot on the table just now. But I don't believe that that's the only thing that Christian Council is focused on. It seems like they're emboldened and it's pronounced in these particular areas. But we know that they're working relentlessly. We're always being able to talk to Bishop Fernando and his particular capacity. On Friday of this week, we're going to be able to have Pastor Mario Moxie sit with us and just kind of be able to wrap up this series that we're talking about, Resolve to Evolve. So he's going to be sitting with us on Friday, and I'm sure that he's going to be talking to us about one or two things that the Christian Council is going to be doing. So I'm excited to be able to hear about that, and I'm looking forward to being able to engage him in those particular areas. But I can't show the whole Christian Council under the bus like that. It's too much. It's too much, sir. This is too much, right? I believe that what we've been talking about yesterday is more specifically is being able to identify spaces to be able to get back to the core of what we've been called to in the country. Now, I want to read this one more time. I want to read this for you because this is what I've sent out to all those persons who are going to be visiting us. Tomorrow, we're going to be able to have Dr. Clifford Smith. He's going to be with us tomorrow, and he's going to be talking to us from that particular perspective also. So I'm excited about these conversations. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm excited about these and engaging these men to see exactly what's what. Now, we started to talk more specifically about being able to push past the embedded pessimism. There is a great deal of pessimism that exists in this country. People have retired to the concept that it is what it is. They've tied their own hands behind their backs and then scream out, it is what it is. After you've tied your hands, this is bananas. This is relentlessly pessimistic. Now, not everyone. There is a niche that still believes, my God. There is a remnant that still exists in this space. There is a small slither of a portion that still believes that we could be more than what we are right now. And we have to figure out how do we push past this pessimism and still get to the objective. Is there a collective belief that if everyone's not on deck, then there's no work being done? I think that's crazy. We do what we can with what we have. Grandma used to say, make do, baby. That's it. And unless and until we find those people with passion, determination, and focus, a call on their lives. Talk to me. I don't want to get preachy too early. It's too much. Unless and until we find ourselves in this kind of a position where people can get themselves out of here and move up, then you can't pull everybody else. And I doubt it. I tell you, I watched Moses the other night. I said, how much do these 400,000 people die just in transit? Because some people ain't going to go with you. And that's okay. But the objective is not working for those that exist. The objective is working for the next generation. That's it. And we must remember that. focus on tomorrow. This is why you see me keep flirting with the idea of being able to, and I don't know whether or not you and I really had this kind of a conversation about incentivizing family life and healthy families again. The government being able to identify and eradicate these problems by being able to carve out specifically how we're going to incentivize the next generation to produce, to engage each other, to be able to remain steadfast and existent. My God, the proverbial carib's coming. The carnivores come again. We got to talk about this. Let me take this quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen, and be right back. Be right back after this.
Foundation. The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
Champ, baby girl, cable guy is here.
Since the very beginning, you have been with us.
This is Paul Wade, and this is called the Internet.
Right, so for over two decades, we've been with you every step of the way.
Lena Weibo is total class. Look at her go. She's in front.
I follow me. I'm Preston.
So, yeah, times may have changed, and so have your needs as our valued customers. But some connections stand the test of time. Rev, we're with you.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, on this beautiful, absolutely gorgeous Wednesday afternoon. It is a beautiful day, I might have to tell you that, but definitely, I don't know whether or not people say, oh, this is a good day for killing. This is too much. Now listen to me, I can't take this. I'm looking at this thing here, right? I'm going to play this. If you can hear your voice on the radio, ain't nobody know who this is. So don't fight me, all right? Look here. This is what I'm looking at.
Male and female shot dead right here on Prince Charles Drive just now. Wow.
I'm literally looking at this.
Wow.
I'm literally looking at these people slumped over in this thing.
No,
this is bananas. Mother sick. I cannot believe this. As we resolve to evolve, to find a path for growth and development in this country, as we seek the selective, those of us that are, you know, law-abiding citizens who have a very clear path for ourselves, our families, our future, as we try to figure out what are the little things that we do. Yesterday, I must have walked but 5 miles. Talk to me. I walk from around the Coral Harbor area all the way down past the curb on Carmichael. I walked yesterday. Yeah. You know, I was indifferent about it. I said, man, I don't walk on the road, man. People said, Jesus, how are you walking? And bother with me straight through. Sometimes you got to push past the pride. And I said, I'm going to walk. I walked yesterday. So I did my little walking. And many of you out here on the very first day take advantage of the momentum that exists in this space to make a resolution. To apply yourselves beyond just being able to say something. Many of us, we have decided that we're going to do something. And the decision that was made January 3rd, 2024 was to snuff two persons' lives out at the stoplight. This is bananas, man. There has to be some, if you don't believe that there is supremacy above you, this is what happens. This sort of a teaching and idea that we're gods unto ourselves, this is what happened. Because as soon as you take on this sort of this posture, this idea, this mindset that you are God, then judgment exists within your hands. Then you are the grim reaper. You are the judge. And once you do that, this is why the death penalty is important. Because even gods unto themselves need to bleed like this. You cannot do this in our society. This is not okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't care where you are. If you in the ghettos of this country or the impoverished areas, wherever you are and you could hear me, this is not okay. And you look at these videos. I watched the fella run from across the street into Bank of the Bahamas the other day, straight across JFK and robbed the fella. This is not okay. And I look at him. He got a bow leg. I say, somebody know this boy. Somebody know him. Somebody know this boy. You didn't say nothing. You're screaming around the courthouse, that's my boy, that's my good son. Lies and deceit. He ain't never been good a day yet. And that's what you teach him. You've accepted those things that he brought home, that she brought home. You've encouraged this foolishness. You are perpetuating violence in our country. We need to lock up the parents too. I just want to be as decent as possible as I say that. How do we get to the core of resolution? The only thing that a decent people in this country are doing is cowering. And I can't say that we're cowards. This is not who we are. We're strong and courageous people. We're convicted and resilient people. We are decent people. But my God, the spoiled apples are doing a number on us. We got to fix this. We got to find real resolution. Not this kind of a jive. Not this kind of a shuffle and this introduction to society just to be able to etch it into the annals of history to say that we tried. We got to do something. This can't happen. Let's eradicate this. Is this a call on the phone? Let me get the call. Guys, the lines are wide open if you want to be a part of it. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hi, Howard.
Hey, my dear. Thank you so much for holding. Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
I just want to pick up from where you were. I think that's his name, right?
Yeah, do it. Yeah.
When he left off from. Mm-hmm. That is so. Talk about what he always talk about, shifting the care from one thing to the other. Mm-hmm. Okay? And I started to say something the last time I called you when I started to say that parents alone isn't going to fix it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because his thought for the day, I think, was that the parents must be able to focus more on their children and so forth, right?
Mm-hmm.
But people are really saying that, right? We need to look deep into that, okay? Because when we say parents and children, we got to be talking about minors. Because
mm-hmm.
if we talking about these persons who shooting one another, it's obvious they're an adult. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
So even if we talking about the minors.
But they're 15 years old. The police the people who murder in this country, 15 to 25.
Where they living?
My daughter, 15.
Most of them even living home. And if they are living home, the minors who living in their home, the parents seeking the government for assistance, okay? We as Bahamian paying millions of dollars to people out there like the Carlos Reed to help us with our kids, okay? And I'm not giving no mother, saying that the mother, giving the mother no kind of prep to say that she responsible. Yes, you are. But when you see you as a parent fail to do what you're supposed to do, then that's it. What else you could do? That's it. If you didn't do what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it, the chicken come home to hatch. Am I right or wrong?
Mm-hmm. There's rules.
And that's what's happening in our country. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. These little small kids, see, you only can talk like this when you work with kids, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The small, these little small kids in primary school, parents can't rule them, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
You hear me? Some of them I know come out of the Shaw program, and they still voice off them before they rent. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
That's facts.
Mm-hmm.
I dare somebody to tell me I lie.
Mm-hmm.
We need to, it's okay to say that, you know, but you shifting this from man, this to another angle ain't solving no problem, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't solving no problem. Because I know in the past, we had murders like this ringing and ringing. And there were things persons were doing. But if, when you look, it looked like nothing has been done. And ask me what could be done, Howard. You want me to name a few things what can be done?
Yeah, I can write it right down. Go ahead.
Look, one time ago, they had a bunch of roadblocks, right? Mm-hmm. Trying to speak out these firearms.
Mm-hmm.
When they start that with the commissioner, somebody get on him talking about, oh, he shouldn't be doing that, and they got this country like it locked up. So what? If that's what it's going to take to rid the country of these guns, then do it.
You sound like okay? Menace. You sound like Menace. Go ahead.
Patrol, O'Dale, roadblock, do it. You run in the country. That's what we put you there for. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's one.
I writing.
Chair.
Huh? I writing. I write here with you. Go ahead.
Okay.
Give me the next one.
Another one could be, one time ago we used to open up these churches, right? Like the persons who have these guns and willing to turn them in. Well, last year they open up any churches, they bring your firearm in. No charges.
They had an amnesty period. They gave you an amnesty period.
Okay. You hear that happen lately?
Mm-hmm.
Yes or no? You heard it?
No.
I haven't heard in a while, right? That's another one they could do, right?
Yeah. I like
another
this.
One. Pardon me?
I like this. We go.
And another one they could do is start terrorizing. Don't tell me don't do it. Because if that's what it takes to keep me safe and you safe, do it.
You want to lead with violence. You start
a heavy.
Okay.
Do it. With a heavy, hard fist. One time ago, Howard, right? This is a little laughing matter, right? I'm going to get serious, okay? When they broadcast the news, my very good friend, Chief Superintendent Kippen, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just like a sister of mine, very close to me, right? When they broadcast the news, right? There are always some surviving victim. All them will be dead, you know. When you broadcast the news, do the reporter go back to get those? They always say, we can come back to you. Or when they ask the question, known to the police or whatever, the next person, find the next person who survived, terrorize him and find out what the deal was there, what happened there. Because it's a trend. You don't think so, Howard? It's a trend.
It's a trend. Okay.
All these murders and circle, I don't care how you put it, all leads to the other. I ain't on no police force to have that intelligence, but I believe that. Okay?
My God.
The murder will take place in my community. I think that has something to do with the murder that takes place in Kempur or in Pinewood Garden.
They connected.
Yeah, all them know one another. Okay. They are all the church people connected in one religion. The criminals the same way. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you could, it's more they could do. Don't tell me you can't do nothing. It's more. And if you see a man handling his ministry and nothing coming out of it, move him. What happened to shuffling? Why did like you move him off?
I feel like this was an underhanded thing that you did just now.
What?
You said, if you feel like a man ain't handling his ministry, moving him. I don't know whether or not. There's only one man in the ministry right now.
Yeah, but now look. Then one time ago, we used to have a reshuffle. What's with that now? We too afraid to move people? Let me tell you something. The two ministry with failing in this country is healthcare and crime, national security. Now, if you have to, and look at these people need to stop this political nonsense, okay? Because it's getting us in some serious problem. We lose in this country because we love politics more than we love
people.
Ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's time for us to step out and call a spade a spade.
I like this.
This murder tree, how much money have for the hour?
They indicated there's two persons. Well, I don't know. This isn't a final report. Based upon what I'm hearing right now, preliminary reports indicate that two people were snuffed out today. So if it's two people, then I think the number is four for the year.
What? And we're on the fourth? This is the fourth, yes? This is the third day.
It's the third day.
Well, Jesus, we're only going to have more murder than what day is for the year. And that's not a concern?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. They may say you're in a fray. I am afraid. I don't care what they hear. They can tell me the answer. I'm scared. When I go to the ATM, like yesterday evening, I was looking left, right, east, west. I am afraid.
My God.
I am afraid. I don't care. You might tell me I don't have no need to be afraid. I am afraid. I am scared. And I'm a taxpayer in this country, and I don't need to be afraid.
Wow.
If you can't handle it, that right down to the commissioner of the police. If you can't handle your job, back on the side and let somebody else handle it.
My God.
Let someone else handle it.
You're talking
strong. There's no time for no friend, favor, family, and lovers now. It's time for us to get serious. Because guess what? My innocent children could be in an area. I can't tell my child, my boy child, where to go and where not to go. He could be in a particular area where he's gunshot. Listen to me. In at my area, every other evening, I see a gunshot. No one is there killed, right? I see her. And then sometime, you got a day, I call the police. The community police in my area. You know the man asked me, what's your name? He said, excuse me, what's my name? I said, what my name have to do with you getting somebody in a patrol car and coming in the area? Well, one is here now, the time is you give me your information, one could be here. I said, what the hell? What'd you say? You understand? So what are we doing? One, in no patrol car there, but the time is I get the information from me, a patrol car could be there for them to dispatch to my own, on me in the community.
I like what you're doing.
We need to get serious, Howard. You That's understand? Strong. You know who need to put heat on these people? Yourself, the media, and the news, the reporters. Everybody is just too relaxed, too political. You understand what I'm saying?
Wow.
They ain't doing deadly squat.
Wow.
They too busy just looking out for themselves.
Wow.
They'll do it resting. We're talking foolishness here. Because that same parents who we prefer to need his help to help with our kids.
I appreciate your call, my dear. I thank you so much for your telephone call. I want your mashup to do it. Everybody have their own contribution that they need to make. And I like your impassioned position. I really do. I really do. You give us three things. I wrote it down. You give us roadblocks, an amnesty period to open up the church and be able to get these guns off the road. And you also said you got to lead with violence. I don't necessarily agree with this. But I understand what you're saying. I don't understand. I don't necessarily agree with us leading with violence. We're no longer a community unto ourselves. We are part of a global community. And our responsibility is always to be able to be in the up and up. So we have to figure out a way, just like how they're trying to figure out a way for a solution in Haiti. We collectively, maybe we have to find the Haitian president to come here and help us figure out a way. My God, I can't get an amen. We get to figure out a way to eradicate this civil war that's happening on our grounds. My God, because there's people killing people. That's what it is. This rivalry that exists in our space. Some of these children never been nowhere in life. Never. They don't know how snow look. They only know Miami. Some of them ain't got no passport, my God. They never get nothing in school except thank you. Many of them. They ain't grow hair on their face yet. They ain't got no children. And they out here killing people. This is bananas. They never do nothing yet. They don't own a car. They don't know which other bus to catch to get downtown because they only know how to get from their space to where they come from. They don't know nothing, but they are eradicating, wiping out citizens in this country. Let's take a commercial break, guys. This is the last commercial break. I'm going to be right back after this.
Foundation.
Foundation.
Are you craving a mouth-watering burger that your taste buds will thank you for? Then try the new Teriyaki Baconator today. Available at Wendy's. Experience sweet and savory deliciousness with two fresh patties, two slices of American cheese, six strips of teriyaki seasoned bacon, all drizzled with teriyaki sauce that will satisfy your cravings. Wendy's, we're different inside and out.
The Nassau Cruise Port presents Phil Stubbs Live at the all-new Nassau Cruise Port Amphitheater.
January 13th.
Gates open at 7 p.m., showtime 9 p.m.
Book your tickets now at BahamasETickets.com.
General admission $50, $75 VIP.
Prepare to be blown away as we kick things off with one of the Bahamas' beloved artists.
You're raking and scraping with Ira Storr, Nishi LS, and Phil Stubbs Live.
Brought to you by the Nassau Cruise Board. It's not just a concert. It's a night to remember.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
We got 2 minutes before we get out of here, guys. I see that the lines are wide open. Let me see if we can do that. I'm going to read a couple of these texts before we get out. Let me take the caller. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. That's the caller? Okay, call back after one. We can be able to get through those things. So it says, Gratio, as usual, Howard, see why I don't hang around picky-haired black people? They're too violent. I am hanging with Mexicans and white people. This is a text that's coming through. I know you want to be able to put some levity to the situation and make it a little bit lighter. I understand, but this is heavy. This is too much. Four murders, and we only had the third day of the year, and this is a leap year. This is wild what's happening in this country. So it says, yes, Howard, there was a shooting in Prince Charles near Doris Johnson. This is some information right here. Guys, I just want to be able to be as decent as possible as we talk about these things, right? I want to be as decent as possible as we talk about these things and get out of here to talk about these things. You know, it's just a wild thing. It's heavy on my heart. It's heavy. But these children, man, I don't think you understand. My son's, he's getting ready to go off to school. And, you know, I'm talking to him. I'm going to be able to, you know, we send him, I'm taking him off. And as I do that, I continue to be able to go through my mind about the potential of the experiences that he's going to have. And for me, school is much more than just the acquisition of a piece of paper for young people. It is the introduction to the man, to the woman, to maturity that you've been preparing for. And it really fills my heart, it warms my heart to know that I can do this for him, that we can do this as a family, that he's going to be able to have experiences, that this is going to be able to blossom into other things. And these dudes sitting right here, not the bad way. And the only thing that they're pursuing is a gun to be able to take out another's life. Never even get off this rock. Many of them, you sit down with them, they've never even been to Freeport. Never been to Abaco. Never been to Andrews. They're untraveled. I don't understand. Someone has to make them to understand life and its value. There's so much experience to have out here. Instead of sitting down trying to murder someone, contemplating how we're going to be able to eradicate someone's life. This is bananas to me. It is wild, and we have to do something about it. What are we going to do? Are we going to say, it is what it is, with our hands behind our back, our hands in our pockets? What are we going to do as a collective? Because I just was getting a Prince Charles. I got to go pick up something out there. And this car on the light. You mean to tell me we could get caught up in this kind of stuff? This is crazy, guys. Let's be able to talk about it. We can talk about it when we get back from break. Let's take a quick commercial break, get to news, and be right back after this. We dive into this conversation when we get back.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. Foundation.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon, live and in full effect in 2024. First Wednesday in 2024, guys. I hope that you're doing well. I don't know how well we could be doing as we continue to be able to observe these things. But before we go further, I have to read this. The Nassau Cruise Port with Phil Stubbs is going to be bringing the Nassau Cruise Port and Zamar Production presents Phil Stubbs live this January 13th. Also performing is Nishi Ellis and Ira Store and the Spike Band. You're going to be able to do that. Tickets are going to be $15 general admission. Admission is going to be $75 for VIP, available at BahamasTickets.com at the Plantation Bar and Grill Caves Heights and Miniso Mall at Marathon. Also, the doors are open, at 7 p.m. and the show's at 9 p.m. Guys, this is an exciting thing with Phil Stubbs. You can be able to see this stuff. Zamar Production is right in the papers. They got all that stuff going on right there. Make sure you check those things out. Guys, it's a beautiful day, but, you know, for most of us, it's sad that we're going to have this kind of this rummaging in our souls, right? This rattling, right? For us to be able to wake up. It troubles the water of our expectation. Whilst many of us are seeking to be able to move towards a path for growth and development, and we keep in mind our health, our financial state, spiritual state, and otherwise to be able to keep a sense of balance as we travail, as we matriculate, rather, throughout this year, as we do everything we can. We're in the first week. We want to start it off right. Here at the foundation, we want to start it off right. We bring in persons to be able to speak a word into our people, to be able to remind and revive the mindset that realigns us with the call that we have in our lives. That's what I want to do. And as we're having this conversation, as we're engaging and communing with each other and breaking bread, these people are trying to eradicate a portion of our society. This is too much. This is too much. I'm overwhelmed by it. I'm going to be honest with you. Okay, I'm going to be very clear with you. The entire time during the break, I was looking, just going through and looking at lives and looking at all these things. The whole of Prince Charles, if you headed south on Prince Charles, right? You got to figure out another way to get there. The road is blocked up right now. I'm sure they're going to be able to get that fixed real soon. But this is crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, this is crazy. There is no regard for society. No regard for the rule of law. There should have been cameras at those lights that we could be able to identify all these things. There should be drones in our city. There should be drones in our city on a clock that's being able to look around these things on a consistent basis, that have been able to take pictures very clearly. There should be an active approach of eradicating crime. You don't have the human resources, then you should be able to incorporate the technology. And I'm not talking about those drones that you just walk in Walmart and buy three. I'm talking about military-grade drones that you can be able to detect and identify. There should be relationships that you could forge to get these things done. Move out of the 19th and 20th century. It's time for us to progress. And this is where accountability steps in. There can be no expectation that we could be able to hire all these people to look at these stuff. The government of Bahamas don't have that money. But technology could be able to take up 15 jobs, 15 people jobs. One piece of technology could be able to do a great deal of things. It's time for you to be able to look past the relationships that you have both locally and globally, that you could be able to get your cousin and friend and, you know, business partner, this, that, and next, and understand what needs to be done for the Bahamian people. This cannot happen, ladies and gentlemen. And I keep saying it cannot happen, but it happened. It should not happen. This should not happen. You know, I'm a weird guy, you know. I am, let me say peculiar, because we're too strong. I'm a peculiar guy. I grew up, like many of you, with this undertone of superstition in our house, right? This undertone of whether you speak it and articulate it or not, you know that it was always present, right? I said to my grandmother one time, "Grammy, I can't wait until we go off or whatever," right? She said, "Baby, don't say you can't wait. You may not make it." That's what I mean. I grew up with this undertone that there is something else lurking right there in the bushes. Watch how you speak. Watch what you say. I grew up when we throw rocks in the bushes in the night. Grammy said, "Watch out, don't throw no rock in the bush. The spirit will throw it back." I grew up with this. And so growing up with that kind of a superstition that exists, I heard some stuff in the church. I heard some stuff in the faith. And then I look at these situations and I think to myself, is there any consideration given for these things? Has there been any consideration given for something beyond? Have we stopped talking about these things? Was it only to scare the children of the 80s? Talk to me. And the 70s, late 70s, 80s? Because the children of the 90s, they didn't care. Where have we gone wrong in this society? That's the assessment that we have to make. Where did we go wrong collectively? And how do we get back on course? It's not too hard. We can do it. But it's going to be a concerted effort. We have to find those with a heart to help to be able to do this the right way. The line's open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Is that a call on the line? Call on the line with us live, go ahead. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing, sir?
I'm fantastic, man. How you doing?
I couldn't hear you just now, so I apologize.
No problems.
I was trying to get your attention. Let me come out of this door because I can't hear you.
Okay, go ahead.
I have an important subject to talk about.
Okay.
Vitally important. What I wanted to talk to you about is that I noticed that every couple of weeks, the Ministry of Water Works is flushing water. That's what they do with the hydrant. They run all the water out. So I asked one of the gentlemen, "What are you doing?" Because I thought it was wasting water. Do you know what they're doing? Let me tell you what they're doing. They're flushing the water, you said, because there's so much rust in the water.
Mm-hmm.
The rust in the water is very dangerous to our health.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fortunate enough that I could go to Supervalu and buy water. But I'm thinking about the people in East Street, Camp Road, Nassau Village, some who can't afford water like that.
Mm-hmm.
We have a problem. He told me the reason why there's so much rust in the water is because the pipes underground are very rusty.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're spending money and wasting money, but here it is. This is something to do with our health. And the health minister needs to hear this. Dr. Darbus.
Mm-hmm.
Because Ministry of Works need to start digging up these old pipes, putting in new pipes, because according to the ladies from the clinic in Carmichael Road, a lot of the Haymans are suffering with kidney issues. Some of it may be due to alcoholism or whatever,
mm-hmm.
lack of water. But I think some of it has to do with this rusty water.
Mm-hmm.
My cups were white, and now my cups are brown. And it's a health issue that the Bohemian people need to be downtown protesting about. I ask you, please, if you really care about the Bohemian people, like I heard you say a few minutes ago, do not stop announcing that the government needs to change the pipes underground. Because those pipes being underground, with all that rust, is creating a health issue. People bathe with this water, people brush their teeth. But in the ghetto, in the low-cost areas, people are actually sometimes drinking this water.
I hear what you're saying, my brother. I do appreciate what you're saying. And we're going to continue to be able to advocate for those things. I think it's still along the course of what we're talking about. We're talking about being able to identify these things. Now, I don't know. This is Howard Grant. I don't know whether or not every single time there is an issue that has gone unresolved for some time, all of us should just kind of, up in arms and, run downtown and do what we have to do. I believe that those persons have the autonomy. Water and Sewage has its autonomy. To be able to make the decisions necessary to be able to eradicate these things. The last time we heard about the water pipes being changed, y'all almost killed Hubert Ingram. My God, y'all wipe him out. You ain't want nothing to do with him. We talked about these particular things. Let's talk about this. Last time we saw water pipes being able to change, most recently, we almost killed the PLP government on Village Road for that crater that existed in the road for a very long time. See, you cannot have your cake and eat it too. I think that's what the saying is, isn't it? You cannot have the expectation of being able to have the glory and the joy of having something new and not understanding that you're going to have to travail. I don't understand us as a people. You want the murders to stop, but you don't want to get your hands dirty. You want the chief of police to do it. If he don't do it, you won't fire him. National security don't do it, let's fire him. You want your children to be able to act better, but you so busy. You getting awake? We busy now. We busy. Everybody got things to do. Many of us busy, not necessarily occupied, just busy. Trying to be able to keep ourselves afloat. We're distracted. And our expectation is those people who getting paid, they should do this. While our hands are behind our back and we say, well, it is what it is. This is too much. This is too much. As a father, it's many of us, many fathers. And you see little memes on social media about this, how fathers watch. We just listen. We don't really jump up and run behind the baby and all this. We listening. I just want to listen. If something out of place, if I don't hear the little baby for too long or whatever the case may be, if he out of my eyesight, I got to hear, or she out of my eyesight, I got to hear what's going on. We listen. And in listening, I could be able to make modifications. In listening, I see my son's attention being wrapped up in something that I don't believe he should be doing. I call him, I say, what you doing? And so we have this kind of a conversation. Because faith still come by hearing. And a lot of us are not listening to the city. We ignore that. We do our best to be able to get the shutters, the windows, the hurricane-proof glass, the soundproof, the wall, the this, and be able to create a paradise, this concept and idea that exists behind the wall. Everybody will be behind the wall. No one wants to be a part of the community anymore. Everybody will be behind their own walls. My God, I see these people walled cost more than their house. I don't even understand it. The wall cost, I know the wall costs more than your house. Your house got stucco, you painted. My God, look at all the design on the people's wall. You You can't. This is the level of fear that exists in this city. But despite that fear, you wouldn't contribute one thing to be able to get back to the community that you know we are, that you know we called to be. It's only a handful of us. Every time I say it's 400,000 people, somebody call and say, Howard, it's only 200,000 Bohemian, organic Bohemian. I don't even know what is organic. I don't even know what is organic Bohemian. You got relentless suggestions to indicate this idea and number. Mia Motley just was indicating that the numbers in Barbados has not shifted over the years. Mia Motley just stood up and spoke to the congregation, spoke to her population, and indicated that they needed to expand beyond, I think, 80-some thousand, 90,000. They haven't done that. And we've expanded. She used us, the Bahamas, as an example of expansion. When we internally indicate that this expansion that we see is a facade, it's not real, it's false. Because the expansion that we see is only 50% Bahamian. No one's doing anything about this. We're just talking into the wind. You go in a grocery store, you can hear people murmuring about these particular things. Any lying in congregation that exists, you hear people murmuring. But no one has the wherewithal to stand to make a change in this country. Our hands are behind our backs. And we scream at the heavens. My God, would God give you hand for and legs and a voice, conviction, a mind, clarity, understanding, access, opportunity. You got all these things available to you. And all you do is scream at men who only looking for taking care of themselves. The community has to get back together again. Next call on the line. Call on the line this live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Next caller. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Albert Grant.
What's up, my brother?
Yeah, blessed New Year. Give thanks. You know, I was prompted to call the caller. You know, sometimes we like to dismiss things just haphazardly, you know, without cause. But I thought the caller was sincere and highlights a real problem that most of the global sheep who's fast asleep, but they're in too deep, don't realize the repercussions of what he said, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I like to juxtapose that with something that I saw more than a decade ago. I saw a young lady came out of a house. This is just off Marcus Street. And she mixed a baby bottle from the pump water, okay?
Mm-mm.
So don't dismiss this thing that he's saying, you know, with the impoverished, disenfranchised, whatever word we can find to play with here with this language that they all learn from these people, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is, We are not mindful of a lot of things. Firstly, I don't come on the radio to talk foolishness. Mm-hmm. Secondly, if the airwaves cannot be used to dispense truth, then it's futile and meaningless, okay? So I don't want to talk with the Minister of Health because he's non-existent for somebody like me with a super conscious threshold of knowledge here. So what I'm saying is I worked in the Reverse Osmosis Plant for more than 15 years collectively, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so let's thank God, hopefully, I can't remember what all contaminants the Reverse Osmosis process removes. But I remember when I was working at Radisson, there was some red stuff came up in the water. And firstly, I thought it was iron oxide. But then I spoke with a guy at Atlantis who worked in the Reverse Osmosis plant that had one of the first Reverse Osmosis plant here from the 80s. And so I found out that it was actually an excrement from certain bacteria that is the same color as rust. But some of it that he's talking about is rust. And so water may look clear to me and you, but there are many, many toxic carcinogenic chemicals in water. Disinfectants, byproducts, pesticides, solvents, lead, nickel, cadmium, whatever, right? I could go on and on. I don't need to go on and on. But what I'm saying is let's juxtapose the plastic bottle, the bisphenol A, the bisphenol B, and the fact that global spermatozoan count has decreased 50 or 60%. This is being admitted to by Dr. Pinto when I raised the question on one show with Warren McCartney. So it has nothing to do with me. So we have spermatozoan count, testosterone count being being reduced globally. But yet still we sit idly by. Like you say, right, Howard, you said something very important. Who's going to stand up? You see, divide and rule, well, firstly, fool, divide and rule is the order of the day. So this is really fuel for tyranny and dictatorship, whereby the government is not worrying about 52, you know, because he's only one person.
Mm-hmm.
All right, he went there, see McPherson. Some people say McPherson because they never went to the school. I heard a young lady, they come on the school. A lot of people say McPherson, but it's McPherson. And I just want them to know that. So we are fighting a losing battle, and we are being herded like cattle. And so with water, like I said, there should be portable water guidelines. So anyone at the Ministry of Works and Health, please call in and give me the portable water guidelines, chemical constituently, and let us know what is the threshold of this and that. It should be portable water guidelines just to safeguard people who in the in-city use portable water for human consumption, which they shouldn't really be. But really, they should be able to use it, you know. According to First World standards, you should be able to drink the portable water. You should be able to drink it. But what I'm saying is, if you don't have a freedom of information, I can't go on a website and disclose what is in the water chemically. What sense? I'm really doing myself an injustice by putting it into my system. And one of the things is, you would actually, there are supposed to be some innovations where instead of actually using chemical metering pumps to inject chemicals into the water, you would use sunlight to get rid of the bacteria. So you that's number one, you get rid of the chlorine ingredients. We used to do a certain parts per million chlorine.
I think I saw something like that.
Yeah. Huh? Pardon?
No, I think I saw something like that. Using
ignorance is the order of the day, Howard. Yeah. So what I'm saying is the global sheep. Remember now, it's not about the poor, you know. Most of us are mindless. It's about getting rid of the poor. But you have to do it with a smile on your face. The healthcare system, they're not giving out dates for surgery anymore. You got a lot of young men running around here with hernias, can't get an operation.
You think that this is a... I know that sometimes we have a conversation about a global agenda, but you think this is a local agenda? You think that this
is... They're all puppetized governments. You see, most of us, you know, Mia Motley, I love Mia Motley, but what I'm saying is, Howard, remember now, knowledge, you can get knowledge without college. So what happens is, you have some brothers on the radio who really went with YouTube, and you see the advent of the global economic outlook and certain things being revealed to people, but they always uphold status quo narratives, but they call themselves educated, they call themselves economists, they call themselves this and that. But, you know, I'm starting to look down at some people, and the problem is with us Negroes, we like to despise one another too much without really giving one another credence for what is said. It's about what is said, you know. It's not about the person. All right? So I went to government school and a private school, so it doesn't matter to me. The status quo, wow, those in it, it don't really matter. I don't look up to nobody. Wow. Respect is mutual. And I look up to people who look up to me. Respect is mutual. Howard, why should I respect you if you don't respect me?
Mm-hmm.
Rich or poor?
Mm-hmm.
That's the score. Give thanks, man.
I appreciate you, my brother. I appreciate your telephone call. Ladies and gentlemen, this is, hopefully this is the beginning. Hopefully this is the kinetic energy. I'm so sorry to see that this is what it takes sometimes. I am so sorry, man. I'm so sorry to see that we're propelled to be able to resolve our community issues when something like this happens. When the little baby got snuffed out from a stray bullet when he was doing his homework, that did something to the community for like 4 days. I'm so sorry that it takes these heinous acts for you to be able to look deeper into yourself and trouble your spirit to say, my God, we got to do something. I'm sorry that it takes that. But I'm further sorry that it's not sustained. This sort of a push, this troubling in your spirit is unsustainable. We need to figure out a way to keep that sustained. And not by negative issues. There needs to be kinetic energy. Now, this potential, the Bahamas could be this one day, but that ain't gonna be in my lifetime. That's bananas that you would say that. Let's get to the selfish concept and idea, stewing in our own positions. Let's get back to community. Take a quick commercial break, guys, and be right back after this.
Foundation. The foundation. foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
The foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Are you ready to catapult your business into the spotlight? Introducing Guardian Business Boots.
Ignite your success, and it's absolutely free to join.
Did you say free?
Yes, free. Guardian Business Boots is not just a program. It's your ticket to unprecedented visibility and growth. The Guardian Media Group is committed to helping the Bahamas prosper by creating new opportunities for small businesses who are the key drivers of that growth.
How does it work?
It works by first registering your business with the Guardian Business Boots at thenassauguardian.com. Then, each month, Guardian Media will pick and boost five businesses with 1 month of free ads across our multiple advertising platforms. The Nassau Guardian newspaper, website, Guardian Radio 96.9, Star 106 Hits, and all social media platforms. Catapult your business into the spotlight with Guardian Business Boost. Sign up for free today at thenassauguardian.com.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loan today. Call us at 356-7764.
Spice up your taste buds this season with the new Jalapeno Rodeo Burger at Burger King Nassau. Each bite of the Jalapeno Rodeo features a classic flame-grilled beef patty, pepper jack cheese, crunchy fried onions, and a spicy jalapeno kick, topped with barbecue and chipotle sauce served on a soft potato bun. The Jalapeno Rodeo Burger is even tastier in a combo with our new half-seas, half-onion rings, and half-french fries with a drink, or cool it down with the new and delicious creamy floats collection at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. Foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, the foundation with Howard Grant. We're back and live and in full effect. Call on the line.
I was wondering why you did that. You know, what you mentioned just now, you know, the young gentleman, the young man that was killed in the house through the little cul-de-sac in Chippenham, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's my nephew's, them first cousin. They actually live in the same building. It's actually an apartment.
Wow.
So he was actually in the next door when that happened. And so nobody has counseled them, and I tried to counsel them. Nobody's counseled them. The gentleman that was killed at the car wash a couple of months earlier, that is his uncle. So death lives amongst us, Howard.
Wow.
You understand what I'm saying? So I heard the caller earlier talking about the senior man, them going into the area and talking with the youth. Them, listen to me. If you ain't go up these youth, them, and these youth, them don't know you, they don't care what you done do. They tell you, you had your time, even though you're still living, and they ain't gonna live to see your time. But the consumption of Cracker Jack, popcorn, bubblegum, ice cream, and soda, these youth, them don't have no sense, Howard. We have to really go all out.
Including.
We need about 10,000 with my boy name, the school to read brother, Carlos Reed. We need about 10,000 of them because at the end of the day, Howard, it's a disgrace what's going on in the country socially. And we are socially engineering the youth stem to act in this way. So how can you do bad and expect to receive good? There's a gentleman who calls Dwight Show every day. He talks about the family structures he wrote it. The woman, the female, is the vessel of life. If they are deteriorating and not upholding principles and morals, where are we expected to go? Give thanks, man. Bless them.
Thank you, my brother. Guys, the lines are wide open. Be a part of the conversation. 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere for the family violence, 242-300-720. Or hit me up on the text, 422-4796. Next caller on the line. Caller, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
I'm good.
Yeah, on the murder problem.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is staring us right in the face, you know.
Mm-hmm.
90% of the victims and the perpetrators come from a particular demographic. Most of the time, whosoever shooting who knows who we're shooting them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now if we take it back from there, we can solve the problem.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's like this problem isn't on the agenda of those who claim the leaders. But the thing about the water caught my attention. I had a conversation with a talk show host on December 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And he had the nerve to tell me on national radio that all rusty water ain't bad.
Well, I know it wasn't me. December 1st is my birthday. I was here.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
I wasn't
yeah,
here.
Anyway, all rusty water ain't bad. Now, I sent you a picture of a filter I took that is on the government line that comes to my house. I collect the government stuff, and I filter it twice before I use it. But that's a problem that you know, it's geared to wipe out the poor. Okay,
that's crazy.
The thing is, we have persons in our country for whom the government water may be the only option.
That's crazy.
And they are ingesting this stuff on a daily basis. I mean, like, you know, half the kidney stuff we have going on here shouldn't be happening here. But see, our people who lead us, who swear allegiance to the queen and her successors every 5 years.
King now.
And who don't swear allegiance to us.
Mm-hmm.
Something wrong with them. And God will talk to them. I pray and God talk to them.
Face to face. My God.
Anyway, my brother.
I appreciate you.
Have a good year.
Thank you, brother. Thank you so very kindly. You know, no man see the face of God. You always do a lot. I won't talk like this, though. I like this kind of a conversation. And that this kind of desire to see change in our country is sustained. That's all I seek to do. Bring levity sometimes, highlight it, go out and do our part. That's it. I only could do what Matuhan could allow me to do. That's why we're looking for volunteers, we're looking for participants. We need community involvement. This is not an agenda that comes from the government. We don't need any political organization or government itself to indicate that we have to change these things. We know that. We live in these communities. Somebody often called me from Elizabeth Estate. Howard, I should be scared in the night with these people. These boys, I must be putting a red light through my window. People call me from Pinewood. Baintown. I get one or two calls from Camp Road, not much. This is happening in our communities. Our communities. There's no expectation. Your MP don't live around here. I'm not saying that he or she is insensitive to your plight. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that you live here, baby. Are we going to say, well, I know where you're only going to pick up the garbage and the garbage outside your house rimming over? Spill it into your front door? That's wild. We understand that people have responsibility, but you also have a social responsibility. You can't allow these things to happen. We're watching murder after murder, and we hear clapping hands and soft high fives, twinkling fingers together. It's, oh my God. We beat last year's numbers. We out here in triple digit murders. And we're content. But the fact that we did everything to do to be able to suppress it, it's down by 1.5%. This is bananas, guys. This can't be real. There's no way that we can exist. No way that we are birthing one Bahamian child, one Bahamian citizen after another into this turmoil we call paradise. This is a tumultuous situation. The children starting off, you're ready them feeding them bad water. You're giving them sugar on top of that. So now they got to ruffle and grapple with diabetes and kidney failure. Then you send them to school and give them subpar education. And if they can't be able to grapple and catch what they, you still give them social promotion. And after social promotion, they come out here and drop out of school in the 9th grade, 10th grade. And they realize that this school thing ain't for me. I still can't read after all this time, but they know how to squeeze a gun. This is the society that we are faced with. And the only people who can do something about it, it takes 10,000 Carlos Reeds to do it. And I'm talking to them right now. I'm talking to you right now. And it ain't about Carlos Reeds getting millions and millions of dollars to do. And that's, I don't even think that's accurate. Let's just be very clear about this. We have to contribute collectively. We have to get back together as a community and make this thing happen. My God, our leaders are going to drop down one after another. Eventually, one day out of seven, they're going to meet their maker. And they, he or she will be replaced with another leader who has the exact same mindset because they've been taught by the political juggernauts in this country, and we will see absolutely zero change. Zilch. Nada. Nothing. So how are we going to fix this? Let's talk about it. Let me take a next telephone call. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
How are you doing, Seattle?
I'm good. What's up, Seattle?
Yeah. It's at a mouthful just now. Broken systems. And we are patching them. You know, let's talk about the water. The pipe range in the Bahamas water was designed for about 40 to 70 years. That's the complete infrastructure across the entire island. Mm-hmm. When did we have a complete retrofitting of those systems? And those timelines is only dependent upon the purity of water that runs through those lines. So each time the quality of the water diminishes, the pipe life also diminishes proportionately. And so you have broken systems. And so, again, if you see the pipes runs through underneath probably 80, 90% of the streets of the Bahamas, and 80 to 90% of them have not been paved for 40, 50 years, it goes to show you that the pipes and things have not also have been changed. And so this is what comes to leadership that understands the environment we live in. We talk about this $16 billion formal and informal economy, mm-hmm. where if you look on average, the income is $40,000. If you move it up to the working class, is probably into the 60s or 70,000 individually, but disproportionately, we don't see that being passed through the line. You have an education system that doesn't prepare anyone for the 21st century. Howard, guess where we are in the 21st century?
Yeah.
21 years into the third decade.
Mm-hmm.
So it hasn't even prepared them for the first decade before social media. Okay, but before Facebook and Google and everything else, we haven't prepared them for that. So essentially, what we have is 20th century concepts governed by 19th century leaders that is actually trying to teach and develop a 21st century country. And so when you talk about the community, that's the most important aspect of it. But the problem is that the disassociation of community is something that is taught. But if you listen to, let's say, for instance, what Mr. Lang spoke about yesterday, information, then when properly comprehended, it becomes knowledge. It's only when knowledge is properly executed, it becomes wisdom. And so if you can have an abundance of information and lack the ability to comprehend because we haven't taught them how to think, we've been teaching them what to think.
Mm-hmm.
And so the problem then is to build that community. And so we have to have leadership that recognizes the faults. Like I said often again, we must recognize where we are to plot a path to where we want to be and should be. So the problem is that we often look for patch and we talk about the same gangsting. You know, one day I can call you offline and give you a little history concerning the mindset of gangs and how you recruit and how you maintain and control them. The concepts that we use in the Bahamas, what we call these individuals who belong to gangs, they are clueless. And I say this publicly, they are clueless to the mythology of the gangs that exist today. When the gangs, they weren't gangs, is when we supposed to be, they, on occasion you had a knife stabbing and this and that. That's not the mindset that came about in right before the advent of the 21st century. But now when you look at the police, notice that the police can always tell you approximately how much you're going to get killed. It's because if you actually look at the data of it and the individuals committing the crime and the circle from the art, and yes, you say about the reading, but when you look at those individuals involved with crime, of the 100,000 individuals that's in school right now, they will be a very small minority of probably 500 people or that 80,000. Even if you want to say 1,000 of those 100,000 people right now, that's 1% of the people who will actually be involved in the so-called crime rate or rise over the next 10 years or 20 years or whatever amount it is.
Mm-hmm.
We know who they are because you could look at the previous demographics. Hindsight, remember your parents just say hindsight is 2020?
Mm-hmm.
We could look back at those data right now and see where we've been manufacturing these individuals.
So how do we remanufacture or how do we repurpose what has been manufactured for growth? That's
because
it.
Yes, data. If you remember just what they said about the Prime Minister just said about freedom of information? It's all about data, you know. We have very small demographics. In fact, right now, and I do this with my daughters, I tell you and others, I have a daughter that's 7 years old and very easily is comparatively at the sixth grade level, and a four-year-old that's at the third grade level. Guess what does that? Artificial intelligence assists in actually assessing where they are and where they need to be. So this demographics of this 100,000 in private and public school, it's not hard for the use of artificial intelligence.
So it goes right back to what I said. It goes right back. All we have to do is utilize the technology that exists to expand
right.
to do what we have to do.
But you have to understand, individuals have to understand the actual use of the technology, not the talking points of the technology.
Yeah.
And this is why we have government, you know, like how you have data. Every year we have the government trying and spending hundreds of thousands of dollars and millions of dollars on software that already exists. Like, again, they're waiting on software. Remember the Freedom of Information said he's waiting on software. I can name companies like right here, Carib, something in the Bahamas right here that does data. But you have Amazon and you have Dell and you have all these other companies. They exist. This is what they do. They manage the world data. And we're saying that we're waiting to find and design and do all these other software that's necessary for us. You know, so what I'm simply saying is that billions and trillions of dollars have been spent to design what is it that we need for us trying to reinvent the wheel. It's like almost like we're trying to say, you know what, we'll order cars without wheels so we could try to redesign a new wheel.
Wow.
It exists.
Wow.
And so we just need leadership that understands the integration and implementation of these technologies, not just existing, but which is coming online rapidly. And like artificial intelligence, it's changing software. I know hundreds of programmers that are out of work right now because they have properly understand prompting, not the AI in the marketplace.
So what you're saying, it all falls back to leadership. It all falls back to leadership. And is that I have to let you go, and I do apologize about that. We have to be able to get to a few more of these callers in these last few minutes that we're here. We're just talking today. We're still in this kind of a position of to evolve, to resolve, to evolve. And I want to be able to take as many calls as I possibly can. Caller on the line with us live. Thank you so much. Go ahead, caller. Yeah, guys, I want to thank you so much. Let me see if I can read a few of these texts. This is Howard. I agree with you and the caller that said that the media, and I'm adding the oppositions, are too chilled. Isn't someone being paid for the CCTV contract? And the police body cams, for example, the BJT, I think that's C, when issues occur it seems that their services contracted aren't being carried out as they should or could. It's a text is coming through. So it says they only want to have roadblocks early morning to make money from tickets. This text is coming through. And says, great show today, Howard. Please note that the major routes of traffic on Prince Charles by Commonwealth Bank. This is Texas coming through, guys. I said to you, watch yourself in those particular areas. Good day, Howard. We have $17 million worth of drones. $17 million worth of drones somewhere. I hate to do it, but we, the Bahamian people, need to ask my good cousin, the Minister of National Security, where are they? And when are we going to dust them off? It's a text that's coming through. Howard, you're sure right about those drones. It says, it's so easy. Even if our government went into Walmart drones and got those drones, that would be better than what we're doing now. It's a text. So it says, great show as usual. We don't have working traffic lights. And you want drones? Yes. 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 Many a people don't have their own home, but buy a $65,000 truck, $75,000 vehicle. Talk to me. So don't tell me about priorities in our society. It's only about necessity. For the most part, we've been led by our desires. All we're saying now is curb your insatiable desire for the most recent thing, the modern thing, that most comfort, the comfort that you desire. Curb that. Curb your appetite for that. And let's focus on fixing some stuff in the community. We got roadblocks. We got open church for amnesty period for the guns. We got lead with violence. I keep saying that, right? That's not one of the things that but these are some of the issues that came through at the forefront. We talked about drones. We talked about family. Yesterday, we had a conversation about being able to get back to family life. We had to talk about being able to see home devotions and getting back to that family table to resolve, to evolve. We talked about introspection yesterday and being able to look at those particular things. We talked about social accountability and personal accountability. And we talked about being able to process and plan. All of these things that we'll be talking about. We have to take this serious, man. We do. I want to tell you what I did in these last few minutes of the show. I want to tell you what I did. I did this. I got a little book. I write my visions and goals and dreams, aspirations, ideas, everything. I write it in, right? I haven't written in such a long time. I'm going to be very honest with you. I have not written in such a long time. I feel sometimes that just as I speak about this kind of an idea of being busy, I've been extremely busy, but not as productive as I'd like to be. There's a difference between busy and productive. A lot of people in our society are mad busy. Charlie, busy, I got to dash and do nothing. People are dashing, shooting, boom, 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 all over the place. They're just moving. And there is no productivity in our society. Let's give you an analogy. We are mad busy with 8.6 million visitors in our country, but there's no productivity. There's no tangible indication on the ground that there's significant value in this, not for us. Whatever we acquire and amass here in the country, a significant percentage of that is left, that goes out. So we as a society have perpetuated this idea of busy, 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 and non-productive. We have to take a time. We have to stop, pause, slow down. We do like the Free National Movement has done. Stop, review, and cancel. Let's do that. Talk to me. Stop, take an assessment of what's happening, review, that's internal introspection, and cancel those things that are not productive. Those things that are leading us to the path and the course that we're supposed to be going on. First, we need a vision. And that vision doesn't necessarily have to come from any political organization or the government. There needs to be a community vision. Now, many persons have called me and say whether or not this is a national development plan. whether or not, how else are we going to be able to find these things? But there needs to be a vision. And maybe that vision starts in the home. It goes right back to incentivizing families and creating spaces for that to expand. We have to know that. We have to get pride back in our community and make these children know that life is more than just being able to be in this space. I just want to say that. In these last 2 minutes, these young boys and girls need to be able to create an exchange program. I want to write this down too. There needs to be a cultural exchange program, whether that's the subcultures that exist in this country or whether or not that exists externally. You got to send them in spaces that they could be able to get a taste of life. Cuba, ready to jump on this right now. And there ain't no better way for you to learn your strength as a man or a woman than going into Cuba, because you ain't got nothing. We need to create programs that children, young men and women, could identify their strength, almost like a coming of age, and then incorporate them into our society. Guys, I want to thank you so very kindly for tuning in with us today, 96.9 FM radio. It's a sad day. It's a great day. It's a sad day to see these persons live being snuffed out. But you and I need to loose the chains that we've detached to ourselves. It ain't is what it is. Let's make it what it should be. Great conversation, guys. You're going to see you tomorrow right here, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Have a beautiful day. God's bear.
Fire Foundation. Foundation. The foundation.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 Fresh News Smart Talk. Quality.